from Washington. This is VOA News. I'm Susan Yawkey reporting. A historic U.S.-Cuban meeting. President Obama and Cuban leader Raul Castro met Saturday on the sidelines of the Summit of the Americas in Panama. VOA's Luis Ramirez reports from Panama City.
It was a much-anticipated encounter between leaders of two nations that have been enemies for more than a half century. President Barack Obama spoke first.
This is obviously a historic meeting. The history between the United States and Cuba is obviously complicated, and over the years, a lot of mistrust has developed.
But Mr. Obama said it is time to turn the page, try something new, and start engaging Cuba. At the same time, he said the U.S. recognizes differences will exist between the two governments. Raul Castro said that fundamentally what President Obama expressed reflects the same as what the Cubans are thinking. The Cuban leader said his government is willing to discuss everything, including human rights, if those discussions are respectful. Luis Ramirez, VOA News, Panama City.
At least seven people were killed Saturday in Nigeria as people went to the polls to elect governors and other state representatives. The violence comes 2 weeks after Muhammadu Buhari ousted incumbent Goodluck Jonathan in a relatively peaceful election. Voters were electing 36 state governors, with 29 of the races contested. Turnout appeared to be weaker than in the presidential vote, when former President Jonathan became the first head of state voted out of office in a peaceful change of power. Election monitors reported the seven people were killed in Rivers State. From Washington, the nation's capital, this is VOA News.